you get a chance to get out of town for a little bit, or not get out of town, but step away for a little bit?
No, not really. Had the weekend free, but it's good to get back to work here.
Mike, is Aaron back? And if so, what's the rehab plan for him going forward?
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is back. He's been in the meetings today. We have a lot going on as a football team, and he's also going through his rehab process. Looks good.
Were you able to get any extra work in with Rhett this past week?
Well, I mean, we worked exclusively, through the week. Brett spent some little extra time on the middle of the week. And today has been a huge day for our football team. And definitely, Brett, just like everybody else, will benefit from it. We took the early morning schedule, got the strength conditioning working in that we needed to. Then our second emphasis was across the hall. We had an opportunity to go through an extensive study that our coaches basically coached the opposite side of the hall, which, with the line, offensive line coaches working with the D line and so forth. So that's a very beneficial process that we've gone through in the past. So we did that in the early morning after the strength conditioning, and now we are currently installing Detroit normal down and distance, and that's where we will practice this afternoon. So a lot of work getting done today, and feel very good about the cross the hall sessions that we completed, and we're still in the install phase for Detroit right now.
Like, did either the across the hall or the self-scout reveal anything that surprised you that maybe you didn't expect? And if so, what might that be?
No surprises. It just really gives you time to go into more detail. When you can have an offensive line coach sit down with the outside linebackers and defensive ends and talk from an offensive tackle's perspective and take the time and go and give him his evaluation of Clay Matthews or Nick Perry, and vice versa with the Joe Witt in the quarterback room, looking at the receivers and quarterbacks from the from the defensive backs perspective, and so really there's no new surprises, but just having the opportunity to break it down and talk about techniques and fundamentals, it's things that you're able to have time in the training camp environment, but we felt it's beneficial to do coming off the bye week. We've done it for a number of years now, and so we do it at the beginning of the season, coming out of training camp and also on the bye week. So it's an opportunity to educate, talk football, and just really detail the most important things, and that's the technique and fundamentals of this game.
Mike, did you have a chance to discuss things with Marty before he had his announcement late Saturday?
I did not.
What was your reaction to it?
Well, I mean, that's really something that, I think any time, comments are made, it's, you should probably speak to the individual. I mean, I'm not going to speak on anybody's, future plans and so forth. So, there'll be a point that you sit down and talk to Marty. But it was the bye week, and, like I said, I can't really speak on it.
That wasn't something where he gave you a clue that he might be thinking about that.
Like I said, it was on the bye week, and that's something that you should talk to Marty about.
Is he back today?
Yes, everybody's here.
You going to take the whole week with Vince Beagle to decide whether or not to get him active?
Well, I think it's like any player that's coming off a, whether it's IR or PUP. I mean, there's thresholds you have to jump over. I thought he did a nice job practicing going into the New Orleans game. So, he's going to have an opportunity to compete. And then we'll make the decision on whether to bring him up. On the 53, and then from that you make the decision on the 46.
Mike, after today, will you guys practice Thursday, Friday, Sunday, as if it was sort of a normal week from here on out?
Correct.
What are you able to do with that extra practice that you get in this week? What are the areas you can focus on or dedicate a little more time to?
Well, we're the specifics are really what we covered today. We have the group periods and the fundamental periods to really focus on the teachings that come out of across the hall. So it's like anything. Anytime you have an opportunity to evaluate the application of the details of what come out of your evaluation, you take the time to put it into it. So this is you'll see just the fundamental drills. We'll be focused more on those meetings, and then once we get into the group activity, the focus will be on Detroit. We're gonna go competitive period, offense, defense, just to work on some situational work. One of those periods will be 2 minute.
Mike, when you look at Aaron Jones, inactive his first game, didn't get a carry till week four, are you surprised at where he is right now?
No, I'm not. Aaron Jones is done nothing but, you know, good things since he's been here. I mean, you could see, you know, the runability early, especially in training camp. But I think he's, you know, he's on a normal path as far as getting acclimated and, you know, doing the little things. So I think he's off to a good start, and his natural run instincts obviously stand out. But you know, he's still working on the other aspects of our offense, and I think he's doing a heck of a job.
Mike, with the volume of injuries you had earlier this season, can you use the bye week to take a step back, do like a big picture evaluation of sort of what you can do from a prevention or training standpoint? Is that something that you just save till the off season?
No, I mean, it's an ongoing process. I mean, it's like anything in this business. You're always collecting data, evaluating data, and applying what comes out of the evaluation. So a more extensive report was done over the bye week. So it just confirms some of the obvious and just, you know, makes you look at your application and you know, whether you adjust or tweak things moving forward, which is the norm. What comes out of those type of reports.
Are you hopeful that you'll have your starting five guys up front on the offensive line? And if so, what would that mean to you as a play caller?
Well, I mean, I'm hopeful, but that's what the week of practice is for. You have a plan. You install it. You got to work the plan. That never changes. And then from that, you decide how you're going to call the game. So, I've never decided how I was going to call a football game on a Tuesday going into particularly a Monday night football game. So, but yes, it'll be great to have those five guys. I mean, I think we talk about this time and time again that the best offensive lines are the ones that line up and practice and play together week in and week out.
Mike, as Aaron goes through his rehab process, do you have a role kind of in mind for him to play with Brett on a daily, weekly basis going forward here?
I mean, his role hasn't changed. I mean, he's going to be in the meetings. He's going to spend, you know, a big chunk of his time in the rehab because, you know, the focus is for him to get healthy. So, but yeah, his role, I don't see his role changing.
Mike, this is a big week for you guys coming off that bye. What are you looking to get from your team moving into this Monday night game?
Improvement. This is all about improvement. That's what today was designed for. We're better right now than we were at 7 o'clock this morning. You know, I could say that just from the fact that we were able to take a good solid hour and talk specifics of football and apply it directly to each individual, each player that it has played this year. So it's all about improvement and getting into the process and getting your plan exercised and getting ready to beat the Lions. That's really all our focus is right now is to beat the Lions.
You've had a really good pass rush for a lot of years here that hasn't shown up to this point this year. What do you think you need to do in that part to get better?
I'm sorry, can you say the beginning of your question?
Yeah, you've had a really good pass rush for a lot of years here,
okay,
but that hasn't shown up so far. What do you need to do there, do you think?
Well, it's a little things. I think it's really what we've been talking about so far today in the press conference is just really focusing on the details of the techniques and fundamentals. You know, time clock is so important regardless of what aspect, of whether you're protecting the passer, rushing the passer, whether you're running back pressing the course and an outside zone is applied to a harder, faster course of a tight inside zone, whether it's a pinch route, you know, the breaking point at the top of the route, the anticipation of the quarterback throwing the football, is he hitching his feet, is he sinking on the fifth step? Those are the things when you have time to go back and talk about it, exercise, go have a chance to take an extra 25 minutes and put it in your practice structure and focus on that today. So that's how we'll get better.
How valuable was it for Brett to have a week off or a bye week right after the first start so he could really focus in on?
I think it's valuable. Catch his breath. Have a little more time. You know, Monday we went through the tape after the Saints game, and, I felt really good about the way, you know, the meeting, you know, concluded. And he was, you know, I think I saw him in here almost there. He was in here working out pretty much during the course of the week. He stayed in town here. So I think that's always beneficial when you can step away from the normal schedule and push the focus towards the individual. And he'll have an extra practice today. We'll be able to do some situational work. We'll have an extra 2-minute drill that he'll participate in today. We'll be able to get in the whole normal down and distance run and pass game today. So, he'll have a head start and have extra work going into the Monday night game.
Do two more plays?
Mike, now that Aaron is here and can work with the doctors and things like that, do you have an idea yet of the feasibility of a return this season?
I mean, the timeline hasn't changed that I've spoken on. I mean, obviously Aaron's on IR, so the focus is really for him to go through his rehab and get healthy. So he looks good.
How nice is it to have Aaron back in the building around his teammates and just to have him in the meetings and just, you know, bouncing things off of you and just you have him?
Yeah, definitely. It's a great point. I mean, he walks in the room. He has great presence, so it's great to have him back. And I think really him stepping away and being out of town, I think it really helped him, you know, deal with this situation. So, but, you know, he's Aaron. I mean, he's you know, he's, I'm not going to say it, but he's feeling good about the way things are going so far. So, I got a full detailed look at everything with him and Dr. McKenzie this morning. So, but yeah, it's great having him back in the building.
Mike, I know in the preseason when he's not playing, he often says he doesn't want to get too much in the other quarterback's ears. Is there a way to handle it now? And can there be such a thing as him talking too much to Brett during games, what he's seen during practice? Does Brett need to figure some of that out on his own? How do you handle that dynamic?
Well, I mean, it's a great point, and we've been through it before. You know, he plays the game at a different level, a different pace. You know, if the biggest thing he can get to Brett is to play a little faster. We're not going to try to win the volume game. That's for sure. I mean, that's something as a football team that we need to do a better job of. We need to play faster, both offense and defense. So Aaron can assist in that. And just in the meeting today, I mean, there's always a suggestion or a moment. You're watching a tape and going through the Lions' defense. They're 2-minute drills for the year. We spent, you know, just more time on that with the extra time. And, you know, he's played a number of games against those guys, and so he understands the history of the defense. And history is good to point to when you have a little more extra time like we do today. But, you know, the fact of the matter is we got to get dialed into a game plan. And that process is the same for Aaron as it is for any quarterback, and he'll definitely help Brett with that.